the show was Ross and a beer. And then it was Ian and Ross drink a beer. And then I thought, well, there's two of us. We better compare two beers. And then when we add a third person, things get out of control. But when it's just down to just me, I've started still drinking two beers because I'm worried about how much we've got in the closet. And you'll see why. It's a bit old man yells at clouds, but I find myself yelling at clouds an awful lot in my oldness, because there's so many dang clouds. There's so many clouds to yell at. It's a full-time job. I am Ross. I am on my own tonight. Despite that, despite not having my Ian with me, I'm attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. And it is come very much to my attention that I'm not doing it. Fast enough. There are constantly beers. We are drinking two beers a week, but, and I have absolutely nothing to back this up, I think that amongst most of the breweries in the province, I'd say that they are releasing a new, on average, over the year, let's say five new beers every week. They multiply by 52, 260. 260 new beers a year, that's probably way more than it should be, but I can't tell what everyone's doing because there's lots of little tiny breweries. There's one, listed a tiny brewery that's over in the Sheet Harbor area, and I want to go back to Sober Island, but nearby to Sober Island, there's another super, super micro brew, or I'm not even sure if he's got, like, if he's got a canning thing, or if it's just kind of released in whatever he's got. Or they, I don't know. So that's something that I'd like to look into, find out what's going on there. It is always sad when we hear of a brewery closing, but there's certainly new ones opening up or changing. It's doing a little bit of this and that. Or in this case tonight, we have Celebration Beer, which we're a little late on because the 25th anniversary Brute IPA out of Garrison was released 2 years ago when it was their actual 25th anniversary. So happy 27th anniversary, Garrison. Good on you. You guys are still around. And comparing that with the Bruh IPA out of Tanner and Company down in Chester Basin. So the brew, I hummed and hawed as to whether or not a Brute IPA was the same as a Brooks IPA, and I've been looking up a few things here. What is Brooks? Brooks definition meaning to grind up teeth. Well, I hope it's not a ground up teeth IPA, but I certainly wouldn't put it past them. So it just seems to be the wording of it. Brewed with I see, it's a type of yeast. Try helping those and it ferments it fairly dry. Good, because this is what I learned. So, Brut. Brut usually refers to a champagne. Now, I think I'm saying that right. I don't think it's Brut. You don't want to go into and say, can I have your Brut champagne, please? Your Brut champagne? But I looked up what Brut is, B-R-U-T. It means dry, raw, or unrefined. So it's made with less sugar. So it theoretically comes out being the least sweet or the driest. But in terms of these beers, they seem to be saying that they also have a bit of a fruity end of it. But I think if it's an IPA. So this should be a dry IPA brewed with less sugar. So I'm not sure why it's still so strong, in fact. So first up, at the lower of the two percentages, is the 27th anniversary beer from Garrison, the Brut IPA. Contains barley, and I don't think it says much on the can itself. It's just a jet black can with gold lettering on it. It says big old 25 around the front. You can't really tell because my green screen is messing that up. The anniversary and the Brut IPA. Then it says Garrison on this delightful sort of sideways lettering around the side. Very dark can. Quite nice. Does not tell me any of my ABUs. I was wondering, my BUTs. That doesn't seem right at all. But you can look it up on a blog from a couple of years ago that does say the 25th anniversary Brut IPA, an American IPA brewed to ferment drier than usual. Yeah, so checking out with the word Brut, I get it. Pours a light golden color with white head. What other color of head would you want? And minimal haze. This beer is hop forward with crisp citrus and tropical aromas, low bitterness, and balanced flavors of lemon, mango, and peach. High carbonation gives this beer an effervescent and festive mouthfeel, perfect for any occasion. So, I think what we're talking about is like the champagne of IPAs, you know? Also, that's fruity hoppy, but it's also, it's not kicking my sense of smell, what is it, my olfactory right in the face with the hop. So I like what they're saying. Sorry, my nose is all crazy. Did I sneeze? Am I coming down with something or am I not coming down with something? I'm coming down with a terrible lack of focus there, Woody Allen. There's a reference. But it smells non-offensive, I think. That smells really nice. It smells more like a mead, actually. Because you often get rather dry-ish meads. It's pouring very clear. I'm not even going to dignify what color they thought the head was going to be. It's a very straw color. I'd like to get the whole thing in the can just to get that mix, because if we've been holding on to this for maybe a year and a half, things may have settled. And so there's going to be the top of the can and the bottom of the can, which is perfectly fine by me. I'm still just trying to get this entire thing in this glass. I do have a Garrison glass. I'm pouring it in the Garrison glass here. Garrison Brewery, I believe my wife found this for me at Value Village one day. So it is kind of, I do have a couple of cheater glasses. I think Breton and Garrison are the two that I've got from the Value Village nearby. But everywhere else, I did actually go to and purchase the glass. And I mean, it's Garrison and it's big and it's Breton. They don't need my dollars. They've got plenty of income. It's not like I'm not squeezing out a smaller brewery like Smokehouse. I think Smokehouse I bought. Oh wait, did I buy the Smokehouse one in the Valley Village as well? I feel like I bought it in person. Definitely bought my Tanner and Company one in person. Definitely bought my Lazy Bear one in person. There's a few other ones in person that I did get to. Tusket Falls, got that with the nice the shapely Tusket Falls. This might not all fit in the glass. Did it say that it was clear, not minimal haze? There we go. I'm looking for the haze because when the beer pours and there ain't no haze, I gotta wonder where it's at. Yeah, there it is. All the haze is at the bottom. Oh, there was some crunch. Oh, that is tropical. Mandarin oranges, the delicious staple of Christmas time, are different from tangerines, despite the fact that they look almost the same. Tangerines are slightly smaller, but tangerines have a much more, I find they have a much more bitter flavor to them. This tastes like a tangerine, but they're, didn't it say it had high carbonation? I'm not getting a lot of high carbonation off of that, but oh, yeah, there's, okay, minimal haze, but that is a hazy. And, okay, so hop forward, crisp citrus, tropical aromas, heck yes, all of that is happening. Pours a light golden color, I mean, yeah, the color's all there, seems good. And here's the other side of things, is because these ones are kind of old, we've had them for a little while and I didn't know how to compare them, you can't get them anymore unless you're weird like me and you stock them away in the closet for years at a time. So, yeah, bottoms up, delicious, you can't get this anymore, it's just me. Cheers. Well, that's just juice. Oh my god. That's outstanding. If you take away anything from the description, the low bitterness, balanced flavors of lemon, mango, and peach. Okay, if I think really, really hard, I might find peach in there somewhere, but honestly, it's all tangerine to me. But perhaps that's what a balanced flavor is. Maybe. Maybe I should take this as a sign that on the occasional times when either A, I'm not feeling well, or Ian is unavailable, or Ian is not feeling well, or a combination of the three, maybe we should just skip a week. Well, of course, the first thing I also did say is that there's too many beers to drink. And so we can't take a week. If we take a week off, we fall a week behind. And that's the problem. There is a goal here to drink Nova Scotia dry. And with the rising oceans, it's getting more and more difficult. Look at the stuff down the sides. Oh, they're like crunchy. There's rinds. I feel like there's zest in this. Okay, so we've got an IPA, and then we've got a hazy IPA. Can I present my opinions on the next level past hazy IPA is the zesty IPA, where there is actual rind, zested lemon wedge and lime rind in the beer itself. I'm going to do that. I am going to make... No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Within 10 years, there we go, predicting it right now, within 10 years, once I start making beer and having the time to do that, having time, that's funny, who are you talking to? I want to make a lager that you chuck in lime zest into. Damn, I think that would be good, because you always do the lime ones. The smell is still tangerine. Drier than usual. Usually implies either a lack of flavor or sort of a just that hollow, bitter flavor. And there's a little bit to this that says, yeah, that's kind of a dry... I would agree. It's the kind of thing where I feel like one person needs to read the description and one person needs to read nothing. And then the person who doesn't know anything going in gets to describe it. And I think going in knowing nothing, you'd say there's a lack of flavor. It's at the back somewhere. It's flavorful, but it is quite dry. I wish the high carbonation was still in there. I mean, it's still fizzing. You can see all the fizz coming up. Well, I don't know if you can see the fizz coming up the middle in behind the static that I'm getting from my terrible green screen. Oh, I'm going to have to fix so many things. Just let your mind wander. It's fine. You don't have a lack of a co-host to help filter out all your thoughts. No, we'll think, talk, and say everything. I think this is how, when I'm presenting this to breweries to talk to, I did reach out. Well, yeah, we're waiting to hear back from a number of breweries right now, but no one was available tonight. And also, two other beer enthusiast friends of mine that I keep meeting at all of the craft breweries. They would have loved this. Problem is, I only have one can, so I can't tell them, hey, go back in time and pick up a can of Garrison's 25th anniversary, and then say, wasn't it their 25th anniversary 2 years ago? And I'll say, just don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't bring it up. It's delicious. So, happy 2 years ago. Oh, man. If you were drinking this in the summer 2 years ago, well done, because this is very nice. And I, again, do not like IPAs. If it's going to be an IPA, it's got to be malty. This is done correctly. So I wish there was something that came close. Because on the Garrison line, what's their IPA? It's the Hoppy Buoy. Or Hoppy Boy. Sorry. I believe we've tried the Juicy Double IPA. Oh god, they've got a spruce beer right now. I've tried the Juicy, and we've tried the Hoppy Boy, and we've tried the Tall Ship, and this doesn't taste like any of it. This tastes... They've removed that... herbal... I don't know how to put it. That vegetative, overly hopped flavor of intense, intense bitterness in a standard IPA, that single malt, single hop, the smash, that I think that's the one that we've finally decided is our least favorite style, is the smash. Because we've had some really delicious IPAs. And even so, I now apparently love Brut IPAs. The champagne, it does taste like, if you say, hey, you should basically have the champagne of IPAs, this tastes, what is it where you mix orange juice and champagne? Is that a mojito? No, the mint one is the mojito. This isn't the sangria. Oh my god. What's the one? Because it literally tastes like orange juice and champagne. Mimosa. It tastes like a dry mimosa. Getting so much orange. Lemon. No. Mango. With a lot of imagination, yes. Peach. Not really. But crisp citrus and tropical aromas. Yeah. Minimal haze. I don't really care. It's got a little bit of haze to it. You can see all the sea monkeys. No, wait, was that bubbles? Yeah, that's just bubbles. There's no sea monkeys in it. And I do wish I got the high carbonation. So I think it's really good, but it is suffering from having sat around for maybe a little too long. But good on ya. It's still incredible. This is very delicious. I feel like it's unfair to compare this to just a regular IPA because it would not. This is 10 out of 10 IPA country. This is so good. But for a brut IPA, the champagne IPA, it probably was close to a 10 out of 10 when it was new. So it should be a 10 out of 10 brut IPA, but because it's lost a little bit of the carbonation, maybe a little bit of the flavor, the rest of the flavors that are supposed to be in there, it's supposed to have balanced flavors of that. So yeah, if you mix lemon, mango, and peach together, what are you going to get? Tangerine. You're mixing tangerine. Perfect for any occasion. I love that. It's not this, drink it in summer, drink it in blah. Effervescent, festive mouthfeel. Not quite sure what that means. I definitely got to say 9 out of 10. And it was probably higher than that when it was fresh. So, 2 years, nearly 2 years late, and it's still killing it. It's still super delicious. So that impresses me. I'm quite pleased with that. Well done, Garrison. Why not make a brut IPA part of your flagship? Because the other problem is over here, the old Tanner and Company, the Brooks IPA. I think they insisted that I take a single can of that because the end was, oh, this one's going away. It's not going to be here anymore. Because I don't think it's on the menu. It's the Tanner and Company. I don't think so. I didn't quite look forward to it. But it does have some description on it. So these two are unavailable. But the concept of a brut IPA, I am now fully into. Damn it. Ian wasn't here not to tell me not to drink that last bit, but it was, that was all tangerine, not so much fizz, whatever. I don't have anything to compare it to when I'm drinking the second one. Okay, well, at least I judged it, so that's fine. Ooh, this one has IBUs on it. So, the Brooks IPA from Tanner and Company down in Chester, theoretically it'll be Chester Basin. Isn't it Chester Basin? I don't know. Yeah, it does say, it says Chester Basin, but they saved a little money on the font by not declaring that. Is their standard can, and it's just kind of a reddish pink, somewhere in the middle, maybe not quite as deep as a blood red. It's a light red that isn't pink. Somewhere in between. Top around, top ribbon, and then their logo, and then it's just white with the delightful font. Very, was it Alias? Yeah, the Alias font where it has all the serifs. Anti-Alias. An Alias font has a serif. Someone can correct me on that one. Nerd! But it does say on the side of this one, brewed with Saccharomyces bruxellensis. Bruxellensis. Trois. Yeast. I can get trois correctly. I don't know how to pronounce the other words. Be they German, Swiss German, or something else. A fruit-forward yeast strain that ferments fairly dry. Generously dry-hopped to lend notes of citrus and tropical fruits, making for a refreshingly easy-drinking IPA. This is going to be champagne number two, and I am down for that. My nose is empty. We are ready for some Brooks. I couldn't find anything on the Tanner and Company website, so I did have a quick look through the on the Untappd app here, and the color of it is muddier, way muddier than the Garrison. Oh, it's gonna fizz a little bit on me. That's cool. I didn't need that. I love the shape of this Tanner glass too. It's got the it's almost an hourglassy kind of shape. Oop, there we go. Let's get it all in there. Okay, well, that's not quite as muddy as it seems to be looking in the pictures. This is coming out very golden. However, I have poured nothing and got nothing but... Okay, so this is going to be... We're back into the long pours of our olden days. Very, very golden, maybe a little amber. A bit more of an amber color than the Garrison. But what else was I looking up? So a brut is where I wanted to start. So meaning dry, raw, or unrefined. But a brut IPA is a style, and it's telling you a little bit more about it over here in the Mikkeller web shop, some sort of blog about the education of beer. A brut is a bone dry, fizzy, champagne-like, and light-bodied beer with plenty of hop aromatics, not as bitter as a typical West Coast American IPA. There isn't any official... Ooh, that's citrusy again. Any official guidelines about the style of beer, so it's a newcomer on the beer scene. Kim Sturdevant invented the Brut IPA in 2018. This is so young. This is like... Maybe it'll be turning six this year, this style. That is some brand new... So no wonder we've only got two types of it, but I am impressed. I'm impressed that we've got two types of it here in Nova Scotia already, even though it's only from the from 2018. It's going a little bit better. It's I wish I could describe this a little bit better, but it's just it's maybe all the pictures were taken on an overcast day, but oh, that is just it's nearly brown. That is a blood orange, thick, muddy looking beer, and I'm getting close to, I'm definitely gonna have to insist on getting the entirety of the content in this glass to see if I can get apart the muddiness. Now the head is going down, but the head looks delicious. Look, there's a good head on that one, and it is giving me all of the citrus and tropical fruit, I suppose. They're not mutually exclusive, are they? Not all citrus fruits are tropical, and not all tropical fruits are citrus. Coconut I would give you as a tropical fruit, but it's definitely not citrusy. And a citrus fruit that it is not tropical is a grapefruit? I don't know. Grapefruit isn't really considered tropical, is it? Now we're getting into the semantics of wording. Now you can tell that it's a week that Ian's not here. We're getting all up ins. Still waiting for just a little tiny bit of a foam, but it is decreasing at a very quick rate. I appreciate that. I got guts to tell you. Now my mind is racing while I'm waiting for this foam to end. What other things do I have to do in my own life? I have been reaching out to a number of breweries and other forums to speak to anyone on our little tiny show here. In fact, hopefully have a little bit minor special thing coming up next week, but I'll talk more about that again. I think we need to get into, because every time, it's now got to the point where I used to think that I would go into the LC and I'd tasted everything, but then I realized that wasn't the case. And they come up with new stuff every now and then, but now I feel like I've tried everything, and it's absolutely 100% down to just the IPAs now. And so I'm glad that I have a list, I have a separate list of just IPAs, because it's pretty much for the LC. Because we did have... Oh, there's the haze. The haze was at the bottom of the can. We did have the Russian Revolution. Ian and I were talking about that. So we did have the Revolution Imperial Stout. I couldn't think of the words. Lost the word there for a moment. And, oh, yeah, the haze went, look at that. Oh, it's pouring. There's clouds. There's a cloud pour. Oh, I wish I could, like, spin this and just mix it up a little bit. But the cloud from the bottom of the can is now mixing down here into the clear part. Where it's basically a lager down at the bottom and a hazy IPA up at the top, but it's still not quite hit. That is definitely a little bit darker, amber-ish, than the 25th Garrison, but it's not quite as blood orange as in the pictures that are over here on Untappd. Yet again, Untappd, I apologize. I drink different beers every week. We've had 200 and some. So I'm at the point, and I think I was at this point a year ago, and I thought, oh, well, do I put them in, like, back ordered? Do I just sort of, oh, here's all the ones that I have had. And all of a sudden it says, you just drank 230 beers in 4 hours. That's, you need to go to the hospital. We'll see. I'll be the judge of that, you weirdo. Jets, weirds, what? What is going on over here? Is this, oh, similar beers. Okay, West, since it's similar to a West Coast IPA. Get out of Dodge. Get right out of town. This one has some ratings. It's being given a 3.7 out of 10, which is what? Why is my math being tested tonight? 7.54? Yeah, 7.5. Okay. 6.5% alcohol by volume, 30 IBUs, if I did not mention that really quickly before. The Brooks IPA, still technically a Brut IPA, I believe, because it's using some sort of, it's a Brut style, and it's used, but it's just using a Brooks Alanimus, did I get that right? Brooks Alanimus yeast. Sucky Hall Street, Brooks Alanimus yeast. There you go. That's one for the home country. Cheers. There's a zing, and I couldn't tell if it was a carbonation. Still waiting for that high carbonation to come through. This one didn't specifically say that it was a highly carbonated one. It just fermented fairly dry. So is it a drier IPA? I honestly want to say, no, I think the 25th anniversary one was drier than this. This is just a really tasty IPA. It didn't have that dry, almost refined flavor. I was really expecting, because I know Dan down at Tanner and Company, he knows his stuff and he knows his style, and he wouldn't have done this if he wasn't going all in, and maybe it sat around for a little too long. Also, generously dry hopped. Maybe that was the problem. It could have been over hopped, because I think the Garrison one, they did the, oh my god, my nose, it's like I'm eating hot wings or something. It's like spicy wings and hot beer. Don't ask. I feel like this was attempted to be a dry IPA, but it got dry hopped at the wrong time. So where the 25th anniversary, the Garrison one, it stuck with definitely making a dry champagne style beer. I think this one made a slight, just a drier IPA. Maybe that's not making a whole lot of sense. It's not dry enough. It was made like a dry champagne, and then this additional dry hopped bit. And again, this is me talking completely out of my ass, because I don't know the chemistry, I don't know the process, I barely even know the brewers. I just met this beer yesterday. I don't know what's going on, but it is, I mean, it's wicked tasty. Why? Okay, that's it. That is it. I'm declaring it now. I think I've got a cold. I think I'm getting sick. And I'm trying to kill it with strong beer. And even if it doesn't work, I mean, at least I got some strong beer out of it. I was looking forward to this. I was looking forward to this. God, was it last week? We tried this last week because Ian has the 25th anniversary one, which I am going to recommend that he and Rebecca have a delightful taste of. And I'm really sad. I really thought that the Tanner Company, Tanner and Company, was going to win. I thought it was going to be better, but it's just slightly not quite so. This is 8.5, 8.6 for a Brut IPA because I want drier. This is tasty on its own. If you have just this beer, it's quite good. But the Garrison one is better. It's going more for what is being advertised as a Brut IPA. And I'm very excited that this is effectively a brand new style. I think that's very cool. Quite chuffed. Now I need to drink this whole thing. Holy cow. Because, I went through the 25th fairly quickly because it was delicious. This is still delicious, but now I'm starting to feel like I drank an IPA previous to this one. So it's sort of saying, hey, do you want two galaxies? And you're like, oh, God, what did I have to eat today? Because I might all come back up. And I don't have Ian with me to take me off into other forms of conversation, but there is something that did pop up, because for some reason, I'm having a look at the Untappd app and the Untappd reviews, but over in the right it says, oh, here are the users, here are the people that enjoyed this beer. And so one of them happens to be, it doesn't show their names, it just has their profile pic. So a lot of people, you know, their little Facebook profile pic. Here's me, I'm on the patio, I'm drinking a beer. Hey, that's really good. Oh, I put on a green hat and now it's affecting the green screen. That's okay, you can just see more stuff behind me. But one of them, have you ever seen that mugshot picture of Nick Nolte when he's wearing the Hawaiian shirt and his hair is all crazy and he basically looks like a washed up alcoholic? That is the picture that someone has chosen. And so part of me just wants to say, hey, you know who is this loyal drinker? Well, good news, Nick Nolte, big fan of the Brooks IPA, drinks it all the time, can't get enough of your love, babe. My darling, Nick Nolte and Barry White, big fans of the Brooks IPA. I love the twin usage, where it's a Brut IPA, but he uses that Brooks Alanimus, I'm saying it wrong every time, but I still think Brooks Alanimus is funnier, yeast. So used a Brooks yeast to make a Brut IPA beer. Now I want to email Dan and ask him about this one. Ask him if he was going for the style or if he was just going for the yeast. I have to assume. Because it does say dry. Doesn't say carbonated, extra carbonated, or less sweet. It is less sweet, but it's just got more of a bitter and more of a hop flavor than the other one, where it was supposed to be drier. The Garrison was definitely drier, but really smooth. Because I've had things that said, oh, not to crap on wine for the 30th time, but when you try, especially when you try wine and someone says, this is a very dry wine, you're going to love it. And you drink it, and I don't know how to describe it. Have you ever had just flat, like, not flat, but on its own, club soda or tonic water? Because there's a dryness to that, where the carbonation, the flavor is like the opposite of a flavor. And I honestly feel like when I drink something like that, like just a glass, and some people do this, they just, I'll have a club soda. And I drink just straight club soda, and I think this liquid is trying to suck the flavor from the inside of my mouth to apply it to itself. It's a reverse beverage. And I have had dry wines that do that. A dry red. I don't know why a person is very posh and British whenever they do this, but a dry white wine, is very good. And I drink it, and I feel like the liquid in my mouth is going, please, we're so thirsty. We must get nourishment. And it's this zombified horror story where the beverage has to drink you because it's so dry. I think I now finally understand what the word dry means in terms of beverage. Makes you dry. The neither of these beverages did it for me, did that to me, which is nice. But the 25th anniversary, the brewed IPA from Garrison, it was the closest too, because it had the least amount of flavor, but there was a little flavor down low. So that's where I feel like a dry should be. It should be little bit of flavor, not like the black hole of flavor, where it's just going to, I will, two more sips and I will taste like the inside of you. The little demonic snarl at the end there is totally believable in an IPA. Trust, this is exactly how all IPAs sound in my head, in my imagination. Where to next? I think I'll be driving past Good Robot on the weekend. Not in their city location, but we'll be going past their Elmsdale? Where do they land? Elmsdale or Enfield? Near the airport. I'm going to the airport. Why am I going to the airport? Am I going to the airport because I'm flying somewhere? No! I'm just going to the airport to drop people off. It's an easy gig. So we're doing that. So I might try to stop by Good Robot because it's in that direction. We've been by, no, what's the, Meander River. I need to stop into Meander River because that's out past, not past, but a little, it's off the highway from Windsor. And I've been talking to, still trying to talk to Schoolhouse, still trying to talk to Roofhound, Smokehouse, a lot of the local ones, just about getting on here, sea level as well, still just reminding everybody that I exist. It's basically, it's like being in high school again. All I do is just kind of circulate around saying, hey, how's it going? I'm still here. And have everyone look at me and go, who are you again? So it is the exact same as being in high school. But there's a nice thing about that. I'm now going to get into the, it's not really the ethics of it, but the, what's the word for it, where you're kind of contemplating yourself? Anyway, introspection, something like that, where you start taking account, not or taking inventory of how you feel, kind of the community at large and everything that you involve yourself with, consider you in their thoughts, where you land on everyone else's plate. I've had a couple friends reach out to me recently, and mostly sad news, the death of the family or something like that, or even one of them saying, "Oh, I'm recovering from this. I've got this high blood pressure because we're all getting wicked old." And I said, "Oh my God, I didn't even know something was wrong," and they usually say the exact same thing. They're like, "Eh," I know so many friends. I didn't really want to trouble everybody with my problems. Please? Could you trouble me with your problems? I'll listen to it. I'll try to help. And I'll wish I could, but I'll listen to your problems. Give me your problems. It sounds like something that I want to feel like you're able to share. And if it helps, especially. And that's just it. I also know people who I know, they enjoy bottling up their problems. In which case, when they don't tell me the problems, I'm like, ha, you're doing great. Because you're not talking to me about anything. God, I gotta check up on like 3 people now that I say that. Make sure they're still all okay. I've been planning. Planning. Very lowercase letters on the word planning. An event. Totally by accident. I feel I wasn't bullied into doing it, but I was reminded that I should do something big. And now I'm doing something and it's feeling big and it's starting to loom and it's starting to really freak me out that I'm doing something big. And I'm like, it's like when you've been renting to live for a very, very long time and all of a sudden you buy a house and you move in and you're like, well, and if anything goes wrong, you think, can I call the landlord? No, I'm the landlord. Well, God, we're all screwed. We're in so much trouble if this is all me and I'm the only one in charge. Am I the grown up? I'm the grown up. Look at me. I'm sitting here drinking 2 beers on a Tuesday night at the internet, wearing a hat that says Star Wars on it. This is who's in charge. Settle down. Could be worse. You could have let drunken Nick Nolte be in charge. Or a motorcycle. There's all of these... these... what is... Oh, that's a good question. What is my... Oh, God. I don't know how I signed in. I'm in on my app on my phone. I want to check what my... avatar picture thing is. What's my... What's my profile? I don't have one. Good. I don't exist. It's just a blank thing. Cool. That's not a problem. I apparently never set one up. Because I didn't... It's not that I didn't care enough about it. I love the concept of keeping everything. And I've got spreadsheet. I've got a spreadsheet and a podcast and a YouTube channel. And it's all there. I just don't share it. I don't enter it all into Untappd because I think I hate the interface. Am I a UI snob? I'm a many things snob. I'm going to be an old man yelling at clouds again some more where, yeah, I'm going to get snobbery about the UI of things. If it takes more than a few seconds for me to try to get set up in it, I will hate it and piss and moan about it the whole time. Let me... take another swig of this and then tell you a story. Minecraft. That's right. When Minecraft first came out, this was a goodly close to 20 years ago, maybe 15. I bought a copy. It was very early. It was like the alpha of it. It was a very early version of it. And it was $10, maybe $12. I bought Minecraft for $12. Several years later, the company, or the guy that wrote it, he sold it to a company. And I think that was when it moved to Mojang, was the company. And then you had to convert everything. Oh, now you got to log in a different way. Now you got to make sure you got a Mojang account. Oh, fine. Here we go. What do I got to do? Well, now you got to make sure that you're logging in this way, not that way. You got to make sure you've got your username and this. So you had to create usernames and get in there. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. And we did that for a little while. And then good old Microsoft comes along and they decide they definitely need to buy Minecraft because it's just a moneymaker. So they bought out Mojang and now everything became a Microsoft thing. And then you had to have a Microsoft account. And then for some reason, it was two different versions of the same. We're still talking about Minecraft. You're just going in and hitting blocks. And then they said, well, do you have the Java version or the Bedrock version? And there was something about when Microsoft took it over. I'm probably wrong on this one, but I think they released a different version. Like they took the code and released another version. So there's sort of the original version that went all through and came down from the original one. And then there's Microsoft's version, which has its own thing. And the two are incompatible. So if you have one version of the, and not the other version, then you can't... And it was all about multiplayer and all getting in and playing on the same thing. So we got to the point where recently this is this big event that I'm pseudo-planning. One of my friends, Tom, who we drink toast to and has been on the show, he offered up a Minecraft server where we can all just hop in and do things. So I had to dust off the old Minecraft account and all the credentials and everything and try to figure out if I could connect to this damn thing. And it took me two full days of trying. It was just try this, try that, do this. Did you forget your password? Well, has this account been synced correctly? Are you in an up-to-date thing? You're using an old version? Well, you got to make sure you got this version that connects to the right login that connects over to this account, which is attached to this email, and then, yes, then you can maybe sort of kind of log in, but you have to log in the correct way and make sure that you're hitting the correct buttons and then hitting the right thing. And yes, I am an old man yelling at clouds. But I'll tell you one thing. Brute IPAs, I dislike a whole lot less than I thought I was going to. The 25th definitely wins. I'm getting down to the bottom of the Brooks IPA from Tanner and Company. Holy crap, that's bad. From Tanner Company. And it's solidifying the 8.5. It's just not quite... I don't want to get into the double negatives, but it's not enough of a not IPA. The Garrison Brut was, oh, this is not an IPA. It does not even taste like one. It's got a hint of it at the tail end. But the Brooks tastes like an IPA that's very, very good. If this was just the Tanner & Company IPA, oh, this would get very, very high marks. But the issue is, I have been spoiled with another Brut IPA, quoting the champagne of beers, which is not to say that it's going to be sweet in flavor, but just dry and sparkly. That's, I think, what we're going for. Because if it was a champagne, fine. But there is a Brut champagne. So it's the Brut champagne style of IPAs. That's there is how it's doing. And this Brooks IPA is just not dry. For instance, fairly dry. And then it's generously dry hopped to lend some of citrus and tropical fruits, making for refreshingly. It's an easy drinking IPA. It is an easy drinking IPA. Just not as easy drinking as the other one. Oh. Do kind of wish I had a bit left. I'm envious of Ian, who gets to try that without comparing it to the other, to the Brooks IPA. But so that's good. So they get to do that in their off time. I apologize for yelling at clouds for approximately, oh my God, 47 minutes. How am I still here? I think it's just because these are quite thick and quite strong. 6 and a 6.5. Who does this? Who are you? Who? Don't ask. I'm not going to go into that. This recommend, if someone tells you that you're trying a Brut IPA, you try one. Definitely give it a whirl. It's a very good style, and I can't wait to see if some other breweries in the province are making this. It's very delicious. I appreciate, and I want some more. Ian will be back next week. Might have some other special guests as we'll be trying the series of Mambos from Two Crows. Mambo number, let's see if I can get this right. I think it's 1, 2, 3, and 4? Or is it 1, 2, 4, and 5? I don't think Mambo number 5 is in there because that's the song. So I think it's just Mambo 1, Mambo 2, Mambo 3, and Mambo number 4. And they're all different degrees of stouts. We did try to get the Two Crows brewery or any representative of it, but none of them were available. They didn't email back to say that they weren't available, but I'm hoping to get some of our friends in there as well. So it might not just be Ian and I next week, but that's what we'll be doing next week, drinking some stouts, some delicious, interesting stouts, but all of them from Two Crows. So I got to wash out that glass. Thank you for tuning in, for watching this. Reminder that we're live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. You can find our podcast, Drink NS Dry, in all podcasty places if you look it up. If you want to look at it specifically, it's over on our website, which is drinkns.unsupervised.beer. And I can't think of a single other thing you would ever want to look up about us. It's a Facebook page or something. But yeah, we're over there in the Maritime Craft Beer page on Facebook. I'm getting that wrong. But we'll be back next week. So thanks everyone for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Good night.